What kind of Indians were around here?
Don't know exactly, but I know one or two or three places in the county where they got Indian settlements. In fact, about 4 miles south west of town here, on a creek, a fella can dig up clay pots and all kind of Indian artifacts on his farm.
Just outside of Alcell?
Yeah, just a little bit south down here. A weaver boy. You can dig up all kind of artifacts on his farm, and that's on the edge of a creek. Because most Indians live around the creeks because that's where they got the water and the fish and the shells and everything they lived on. And I found a good many arrowheads over the years and everything, round about in the fields and everything, walking around. But arrowheads are a lot scarcer than they were now. But we've had Indian mounds.
What are they?
25, 30 miles north of here, up on the edge of the Okmulgee River, you got a good many up that way. And then you got some at Abbeville, about 35 miles from here, you got some up in there.
What were they? I know you showed them to me, but for the record.
The Indian mounds?
Yeah, could you describe them?
Well, the Indian mounds up in there have never been really opened up, and they're down pretty well flat on the ground. They never have done too much digging. One or two people have went in there and dug, but never have heard anything out of them. But the biggest mounds on the Okmulgee Indians, which I don't remember the exact name on them either right now, but they were part of the mound builders. They built mounds up there, 100 feet high and better. But that's the biggest mounds of them. The Okmulgee mounds.
Mm-hmm.
I believe when I was there, they said it was farmers. But they built more or less in big triangles, and the biggest mound, I guess, rises 100 feet tall, probably. But the mound builders operated all the way from the coast of Florida to up in the Ohio and Indiana, and they never have quite figured out exactly what all there were to them, I don't think.
It's pretty interesting. We showed outside of Macon, they have some too.
Yeah, that's the big mound at Macon. That's one of the biggest ones in Georgia, I guess. Then they have Cartersville, and then they have them over to Blakely. That's Kulamoki over there. Kulamoki.
That's the name of the river?
It's the name of the mounds. Kulamoki Indian mound.
Yeah.
And then they got another town over there, Osceola. About the same as Osceola, Georgia.
Is it spelled the same way?
No, it's ACLLA, I believe, over there. Mm-hmm. It's in the edge of Alabama. But they have 2 or 3 mounds in the edge of Alabama.
So it sounds just like all the same kind of tribe.
Yeah, all the same kind of tribe. And, but down the coast ahead, different type down there. That is on St. Simon's. And we got one of the holly berries out there, what they used to make the drink out of it, make a tea. It's
out of the berry itself?
Yeah, it's around the corner of the house. It's what they call it, Alex Vomitoria. And, some old fellow Mathens wrote a while, I bet you can make a good tea out of it, but what it's supposed to do is give you a purge.
And that's the name, huh? That's where it gets its name from.
Yeah, yeah. They,
Vomitoria.
They have, I remember what it was. We bought the plant at Sea Island Nursery several years ago, and it grows wild on the island, but rather than steal it, I went ahead and bought that plant. The niggas from laughed at me all the time. I dug it up because I was buying that thing. Cause